Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do, hopefully, in the insuperable company of Aidan Donnelly from Davies. Hello, Aidan.
Hello, Joseph. You're running out of superlatives. You're going to have to get a dictionary for the day.
I'm going to have to get a thesaurus come up with new words to describe you, Aidan. Any nice plans for the weekend?
Oh, I'm just going to take advantage of the good weather. That's what I think we need to do.
Yes.
Maybe. It's been a long winter.
Yes, you can go camping by the Grand Canal.
Well, you know, everybody else seems to be doing it now.
Can we start with Daniel Murray in the Business Post? He's a piece about the Dublin City Task Force, which may deal with issues like that.
Well, I think that's exactly what they're going to have to do. This was announced, it's been on the go for a little while, but it was established by the Taoiseach, Simon Harris. Really, it's been tasked with drawing up a list of recommendations by July. So it's a very short time window that will make Dublin a more thriving, attractive and safe city. And they've announced that David Redmond, who is the Chief Executive on Post, he's going to be appointed as chair of this new group. They're going to basically, the task force is going to be made up of various public bodies like the Guards, Dublin City Council and the National Transport Authority. And I suppose, look, the reality is there's lots of things happening around the city, but what they need to do is kind of develop it into a cohesive design-led plan that'll come up with a kind of set of short, quick and definitely actionable ideas that are going to have a real impact and try to improve the optics around Dublin City Centre.
Yeah, Mr. McRedmond, who is, you know, he's a very successful guy. He was in the media business and now he's on Post. He can't tell guards what to do as the head of this task force.
No, but I think what's probably missing here is a little bit of joined up thinking in terms of taking on board what everybody, the various different parts can do and what they can bring to the table and how do you best kind of stitch all of those together into a good actionable plan that, you know, if you're looking to try to change the world, you're not going to do it. But if they just get a kind of a few head pointers in there and get a few decent wins under their belt, I think it's something that can probably develop over the next few years.
Yes, indeed. But of course, Simon Harris hopes that it'll develop over the next few weeks in time for a general election, which will be in the next, whatever, 8 months or whatever. Moving on, Electric Ireland. It's pulling out of Northern Ireland's residential market.
Yeah, this caused a bit of an eye-opener up in the north yesterday. It's a lot of coverage, and particularly BBC Radio yesterday. And basically, Electric Ireland have taken the decision after a strategic review of the Northern Ireland business. They don't have a massive share on the residential side of it. They entered the market in 2015. They have about a 6% residential, but they're going to continue on providing business customers electricity supply in the north. And that was always kind of their key bit of their business. Now, obviously, the regulator up the north is very, very keen to point out that, you know, people aren't going to get switched off. It's going to be a little bit longer than that, and therefore customers don't need to panic, and they certainly don't have to do anything straight away. Their lights aren't going to get turned off anytime quickly, but it's going to leave basically five residential suppliers in the north. And, you know, this is a reasonably developed market in that it was open to full competition 15 years ago. So SSE Airtricity is about 17% of the market. And then Budget Energy is the next large supplier with about 11%. But that's across both business and residential. So they still have, you know, you're looking at probably about 53,000 customers potentially being impacted.
Yeah, indeed. Goes to show you that even with a single energy market on the island of Ireland, Electric Ireland want to obviously stick to the knitting, and that is down south here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the deadline is up for companies to get in touch with revenue over warehouse debt from the pandemic. Do we know any more about how many people have not availed of this option?
Yeah, it's actually surprising. It's an article in the Irish Times by Jack White. They're basically saying that, you know, the revenue commissioners have come out and said that the terms of the debt warehousing scheme, which basically includes a 0% interest, is going to be extended to businesses that submit a formal payment proposal before the 15th of May. It was supposed to be the first. They've extended it out. There's about 11,700 businesses of warehouse debt, and that amounts to about 130 million in total being owed to the Revenue Commissioner. So what they've said is, look, you need to come to us and work out exactly what sort of a proposal you're going to have. Now, I think what's very interesting is when you actually look at the numbers underneath it, about 60% of those businesses have an outstanding liability of less than $5,000, and about another 30% are somewhere between 5 and 50 grand. So there's only 10% of them out there that have a debt of 50 grand or above. So there's an awful large concentration in, as I said, under $5,000. So what basically the Revenue are saying is, look, come to us, talk to us. We're going to help you with a proposal in terms of repaying all of this, and you can stay on the 0% interest and flexible payment options if you engage with us. If you don't, well, basically, you're going to receive a final demand, and the warehouse debt's going to be immediately and automatically subject to standard enforcement proceedings. So I think, to be fair to the Revenue, they're giving everybody the plenty of time and options in terms of getting some sort of a proposal in place.
Yes, indeed. And it'll be interesting to see how many companies actually fold as a result of this. Maybe they were going to fold anyway, and they've just kind of delayed.
Maybe they were. Maybe they've just been on life support, really, for the last little while, particularly with prices, you know, the price inflation haven't been so strong. I'd say there's a lot of companies that are just, you know, literally going hand to mouth for the last 6 or 12 months.
Now, I'm conscious of your voice because it sounds as if it's going. Very briefly, we're coming to the end of reporting season for the first quarter. Retailers are the final big bunch.
Yeah, and look, I think this is going to be very interesting because of particular note during this reporting season has been a kind of a steady drumbeat of weakish anecdotes from companies, particularly that those that serve the kind of low-end consumer. So back in March, this would have started off with things like Dollar Tree and Foot Locker and Lululemon and Victoria's Secret. But really now, more recently in the last 2 to 3 weeks, we've seen this negativity, particularly around the low-income consumer, widening out. So, classic places to look at, if you look at, you know, for a very wide look, is something like Discover Financial Services. They're kind of saying that credit card data show that sales have slowed across categories, with the largest decline occurring in everyday categories, which include kind of supermarkets, gas and wholesale clubs. And they're saying that although people are adding new accounts, they're seeing card members spend less. And then when you look at the companies in the retail space, we've seen it from Amazon. They've said customers are shopping but remain cautious. And on the, you know, the restaurant side of it, things like McDonald's and Sysco Foods and Shake Shack, that, you know, Sysco are basically a supplier to the whole restaurant industry. And they've seen although they're not seeing a trading down within restaurant concepts, what they are seeing is that the kind of lower income consumer is being pinched right now, and it's showing up in a lower frequency of attending.
Well, now you should get in front of the kitchen and make yourself some honey and lemon and soothe that voice and stop gargling nails, will you, Aidan?
I'll try my best.
Look after yourself, have a lovely weekend. That's Aidan Donnelly there from Davies.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR,
weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.